hard to get some of those things, yes. which we never did. I don't think we ever did. We may have gotten it later, I don't know. Tried burning a little coal, but it wasn't very practical. It was nice and convenient, all right, this homey fireplace, and it was one of those, it was a heater, Heat-O-Later was the name of it. What was it? There was another outfit that built those, a frame that went in it, you know, and then the cold air came in, and it wasn't just an ordinary, a lot of fireplaces originally before they had those inserts, you know, that were just built in. With brick in there, but this here had was a metal, and so it put out a lot of heat. All right, if you keep wood in it, all right.
Would they have ever called those things a grate? Is that what they would have called?
I think probably that's what it was. Yeah, okay. Just like in your coal wood stove, your grate that holds the wood in your cook stove.
Okay. What would they have called the little pieces of wood you'd use to start a fire?
Oh, kindling, that's what we used to call.
And did they have a name for a big piece of wood you might put in a fireplace that would burn all night?
Okay. I didn't anyway.
Okay. Just wonder if you ever heard it called maybe a back log or a great log?
No, I never did.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce back log for me?
Back log.
Okay. But that's not a word they would have used around here.
Okay. Backlog has another meaning too. Besides,
well, what does it mean? Tell me.
Well, I don't know. You're an English instructor.
Well, that's why backlog. I'm here. I'm learning from you. That's why I'm here.
Backlog of you got a backlog of figures or a backlog of this or that.
Okay, things are backing up. Things are backed up. I guess. Got you. That's right. That's right.
But I'd never heard that used in it.
Okay. That's all right. Some of these words are words that people around the South use, and one thing we're trying to see.
Yeah, well, a lot different in that part of the country.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Wanting to see how things are similar and different here. That's kind of what we're doing. Part of the work we're doing. Did you have any places in the ranch house to store things? Any small rooms where you might have stored things?
We had lots of clothes closets. Which was one thing that we wanted. In fact, my wife worked with a fellow in the lumber yard here and helped. Well, she was kind of the architect, drew up the plans like she wanted it, you know. Mm-hmm. So she put in plenty of clothes closets. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there a place above the ceiling where you could store things?
No, we didn't have. There was no way getting up there except there probably was a manhole that you could crawl up through into the attic, but we never had any finished rooms up there. It was all just a one room, one story house.
Mm-hmm. And where did you store food?
Well, I guess we had a refrigerator.
Okay.
Because this was 1940. And
Yeah.
We bought it ahead of time. I remember a fella coming up, he said, you want a refrigerator? We didn't have the house finished yet, and we didn't even have electricity. It wasn't on the line, but we had planned to get it. So he said, well, if you want this refrigerator, well, hold it for you, or maybe he brought it. I guess he just held it for me. We paid for it. Mm. So we did have a refrigerator. That's where we stored it.
You didn't have anything below the house, did you, to store things underneath the house?
No, not really. No, we didn't have a basement in that house.
Okay. Would people around here ever call them anything besides a basement? Would they, you ever hear them called anything else? Storage?
Well,
space?